It's Power Back Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each episode brings you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've unintentionally given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. Hey, yo, welcome to this week's Power Back episode. Today, we're talking about going from chaos to calm. In other words, getting used to things working, getting used to slowing down, getting used to being able to sit with things, enjoy things, be in the moment. Because I'll tell you, when you have been used to operating in a place of chaos, where you have been a master fixer, you're the one that everyone goes to. You're just always on the go, fixing, doing, putting out fires, making shit happen. The second that you try to embrace calm, your entire body and mind and soul and everything else of you is going to push back with resistance. It doesn't mean that it's wrong. It means that it's new and unfamiliar. However, it is shiftable. You can absolutely shift from chaos to calm. And today we're going to talk about how to do that. By the way, these are also the types of conversations that we are having inside of the Gutsy Collective. Yes, I'm sending you weekly audios for you to learn. Yes, you have a community where you can talk to other people. But I truly think that one of the most valuable parts of being inside of this group is seeing and hearing that other people are struggling with similar things and seeing and hearing how we are walking through them. It helps to humanize the shit that you may be experiencing on a regular basis, the stuff that makes you feel like you're the only one, you're going at this alone. Inside the Gutsy Collective, you very quickly realize that you are not going at this alone anymore. And that you're not the only one that experiences stuff like this. The goal here is to help you move through, to learn new tools, to gain new tactics, to build your confidence so that ultimately you can move in the direction that you actually want. So if you're digging the power back style, short, quick nuggets of wisdom type audios, and you are craving connection, accountability, community, then I'm telling you, just come sign up. The first 14 days are free. They're on me because I want you to experience the power of the transformation that can happen very quickly. And if you love it, stick around because there is a lot of growth, healing, and expansion to be had. Today's topic on this chaos to calm came from a lunch with a friend. Apparently, these last couple of powerbacks have stemmed from conversations that I'm having with people. And you know what's interesting, just a total side note, actually getting back out into the world and having human connections like face to face, I forgot how impactful that can be. I've had more coffees, lunches, run-ins in the last couple of weeks than I think that I've had in the last couple of years. And it's reminding me just how much us as humans crave being around other humans. There's such a connection. Yes, we absolutely can do that online, but given the opportunity to take that one step further and do that in person can really be a game changer. So let me tell you how the story goes. We are having lunch, just catching up, right? We've worked together in lots of different capacities. We've been friends for nearly 2 decades at this point. So we have a very quick, open way of going very deep very quickly. She's also a business owner, and we started talking about the business and how that was going and what she was doing and what she was up to. We were talking about some of her goals and just like, you know, what are you hoping for? Like what feels really exciting? And she started talking about some of the things that she was excited to do, and then very quickly snapped into some things that were feeling kind of heavy. Somehow we turned down this road where she was like, you know, I've got all these proposals out. Right? Like all these people that are waiting for me, but I haven't sent any of them. These people are literally waiting for me to get these proposals to them. Like they're ready to buy and I'm not doing that. And I was like, okay, so what are you doing instead? She's like, oh, I'm doing a million things. I'm creating this new thing over here and I'm putting out this over here and I'm figuring out this over here. And oh, I have this other goal over here. And I was like, okay, hold on. Time out. Let's come back to this for a second. because there is a very clear resistance around sending these proposals, which means there's a resistance around taking on the work that is behind these proposals. So I asked her, I was like, hey, do you want this work? Is this work that you actually want to do? And very quickly, without even skipping a beat, she's like, yeah, absolutely. Like, this is what I'm doing. This is what I do. I was like, okay. So it's not that you're resisting the work. There's something else then going on here. So then I asked her, so what are you afraid of then? She kind of paused and looked at me a little funny and was like, I see where you're going here, Laura. By the way, this is usually how lunch or coffee dates with me go. Like, we're only going to talk about the weather for about maybe 3 seconds. So she sat there for a second. She thought about it and she was like, I don't know. I feel like I need to do more. I feel like there are other things that need me and I don't slow down long enough to send out these things. And I leaned in and I said, friend, you're not used to things working, are you? She's like, okay, tell me more. Where are you going with this? So for many years, she's been busting her ass, grinding, hustling, building, creating, launching, doing all these things, and has gotten used to things not really, quote unquote, taking off the way that she felt like they could. Now, though, she's in a different place. She's put a lot of systems and processes in place. She's built an amazing brand and awareness. She's got like the funnels, like all the stuff is working. And things are working, which means that clients are coming in, they're requesting the proposal, they're ready to do the work. She's not used to things working. She's used to having to bust her ass, and she's used to working in the chaos. So, people saying, yes, I'm ready to work with you and ready to take that next step, it's kind of uneventful, isn't it? There's nothing to fix here. There's nothing to rewire here. There's nothing to build or create or stay up into the wee hours of the night figuring out. It's just working. And that is unfamiliar territory. She's not used to things working, so she unintentionally goes back to what she knows best, operating inside of chaos. Does this sound familiar to you? Now, whether it's in business or in life, in your job, with your friends, a hobby, something you're learning, maybe you're in school, like whatever it is that's been kind of chaotic for you, maybe it's your household, right? Like I grew up in a house of chaos, mental chaos, physical chaos, like you name it, everything always was on fire, not physically, but energetically. And so as I grew up and I started to build my own home lifestyle with my own family, my husband, my son, and our turtle, whose name is Gerald, as we began to create this home life of our own, any level of calm, stillness, not needing to do things, felt so fucking uncomfortable that I could not stand being with it. So I would fill my time. I would pick a fight, start doing busy work, start rearranging a room, rip out a whole ass closet, to very quickly realize that I did not want to rip out that whole ass closet, but now I have a whole new mess to deal with. I was not used to living in a calm atmosphere. So what did I do? I went back to what I knew, to create chaos, to make myself have to be doing 100 million things, because why? That is familiar. With my friend trying to do a billion different things in her business, that was familiar. And if you're listening to this because you're experiencing something like this, the reason that you keep going back to the chaos is only because it's familiar. It's not because there's something wrong with you. You are not broken. You do not need fixed. You've just become so incredibly familiar with how to handle, navigate, dodge, and pivot things in chaos that calm atmospheres, settled projects, like things working, it's new territory. It's unfamiliar to you because you're not used to it. That does not innately make it wrong. It just means that it's new. And you need time to acclimate to it. Now, what happens when we don't acknowledge this is we will continue to unintentionally sabotage it. If peace, calm, things working, a nice flow, like planning ahead, like things actually are like feeling kind of good, if that's what you're craving, but you're used to things being hard, an uphill battle, juggling a million things at one time, putting out energetic fires, you will continue to go back to what you know until you make a conscious shift to do something different. And I'm going to tell you right now that there is no antidote. I do not have a quick fix or a hack for you. There is no shortcut to this. And that's honestly part of the reason that most people will not lean into this is because they want it to be fixed immediately. They want instant relief. They want to stay in the comfortable discomfort. Yeah, even though it's uncomfortable, it's a familiar discomfort. You don't have to think about it because you know how to handle it. But you, my friend, you got a little bit of a different sauce to you. You're ready to make a shift, and you know that these things do take time. Any kind of change in your world requires time, discernment, focus, showing up, leaning into discomfort, trying new things. Like, change doesn't come from just waving your hand up in the air like you just don't care and poof, it's fucking fixed. It comes from showing up, choosing to do something different, and then actually acting on that over and over and over again until it becomes your new normal. And that's the same here as well. Going from chaos to calm is about introducing calm into your world. It's about recognizing when you want to snap back into what you know, and it's honestly really unconscious thoughts. So you have to really begin to catch yourself. And that starts with like knowing what's important to you in the first place. What does calm mean to you? What does that look like in your world? What are some different scenarios? Like, really start to bring the calm to life. Even if it's not actually there yet, we need to focus on what does that look like for you? So that's the first thing that I encourage you to do is to lean in and dream, write, journal, chicken scratch, sketch out. What does calm look like and mean to you? Because if you can see it, you can feel it. If you can feel it, you can recognize it in the moment. This allows you to recognize the opposite when it comes into play. So in my friend's instance, in the beginning of this story, if she recognizes that what I really want is my business to work, calm to me looks like regular income, clients coming in, proposals going out, and we're doing the work for them. She can then very quickly recognize the opposite of that, procrastinating on the proposals, resisting having calls, doing other tasks instead of the things that bring the ease in. You see how knowing what's important to you is so incredibly valuable in this particular situation, because when you know what you want, you can see how you're stopping yourself from doing it. And then that's the work. It's catching it, shifting it, and moving differently. Catch when you start to do the familiar thing. Shift it into, okay, what can I do instead that supports what I actually want? And then move differently by taking an action that supports the calm, that supports the growth, that supports the feeling that you're actually looking for. The move piece is actually quite underrated, because you can sit and think about doing something different all day long. That does not mean something different is going to happen, just so you know. Mel Robbins has a phenomenal, very simple practice that she has built her entire career off of, which is called the 5-second rule. And she's done the research to find that we literally have 5 seconds in our brain before we talk ourselves out of things. And it's in those 5 seconds that you've got to get up and move. You have to do something different. It's not even about a decision. It's about this like split second of decide and move. And when you begin to do this, when you catch it, like you see it, you're like, oh my God, I'm starting to do that thing again. This is not an invitation to beat yourself up. This is not an invitation to sit and overthink about it. Tap back in. What do I actually want? Let me shift into that and let me move differently by taking an action that supports it. You have to start to introduce calm into your world. The only way that that is going to become familiar, where you're going to have ease into it, where you're like kind of stepping into that feeling, is by introducing it into your world. And even though this is a good thing that you're infusing in, if it's not something that you're used to, it can be overwhelming at first. It can feel wrong, like you're doing something wrong. Something needs to be fixed. I have to do something else. This is not straightforward, easy stuff, okay? But it is 1,000% shiftable. But you've got to be willing to show up for yourself. You have to be willing to unwire all of those things. And I realize and want to acknowledge and recognize that a lot of that chaos is probably not your fucking fault. It's probably the way that you were brought up, a scenario that you were in, a lifestyle that you were, you know, made to live. Maybe your job trained you a certain way. Maybe building a business has kind of programmed you this way. Maybe you've got a bunch of kids and things are just chaotic all the time. There are different levels of chaos, but that does not have to mean that it's your norm. And I'm not saying that it's void of all of that other stuff that does happen. I mean, there is a natural chaos that comes with having lots of children, or one child, or three children, or the chaos of caring for an aging parent, a deadline at work, the house is being worked on, and someone's mowing the lawn, and someone's calling on the phone, and your email's dinging, right? Like, there are some levels of life chaos that we can't escape because it's just part of being a human. What I'm talking about here is the continuous chaos, the stuff that is draining you, that's taking you away from what you actually want in this world, the lifestyle that you want to live. And when you start to identify what you really actually want, you can see how you may be unintentionally putting chaos in front of it. One last quick story. So one of the ways that I unintentionally bring chaos back into my world that I am still working on myself is protecting white space in my life. I really, really love to have downtime. It's a space where I don't have to do anything. I get to choose how I want to use my time. I am so programmed to be going and doing and fixing and building and creating all the time that to sit and do nothing feels really fucking uncomfortable sometimes. So one of my tendencies is to just like do a bunch of shit. Oh, I'm sitting here. So, well, while I'm sitting here, I can check these messages. And while I'm checking these messages, I also wanted to, rearrange the refrigerator. So I could listen to this book and rearrange the refrigerator. Oh, and I also needed to make a phone call. So let me grab those papers, right? Like that, do you see how the chaos is starting to build? I have to catch it, Laura. Okay, you're starting to do that thing again where you're starting to fill your white space. Let me shift it. Okay, what do I actually want? I really could use just sitting here for a little while. I want to go sit outside. It's beautiful. And I'm going to move differently. I'm going to get my ass up. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to sit on my patio furniture and I'm going to enjoy this white space. It's not always easy. And a lot of times it feels really uncomfortable until you settle into that situation. And then it starts to feel good. And the more you do it, the more you're introducing it to yourself. The more you introduce it to yourself, the more it becomes a new habit loop. And eventually it gets to be your new normal. You do not have to live in perpetual chaos, my friend. It's okay to break the barriers of the ways that you used to have to live or work or show up in this world. You're in a place now where you can start to introduce that calmness, that white space, that ability to slow down and absorb, to be present in the moment. But you have to consciously choose to do this for you. And I know that you can. And if you need some support while you're doing it, I'm telling you, the Gutsy Collective is one of the best fucking places to do this. I'm not just saying it because it's my place. It's not even my place. I hold the space in the container for you all. But it's a place where we're having conversations like this, where we're normalizing and humanizing the things that we're all going through. Holding that accountability, a place to check in so you're not sitting and ruminating alone in your brain trying to do this alone. You can and will be able to slow down and enjoy life if you so choose to move differently. If the Gutsy Collective is kind of piquing your interest, go to lauraorr.com, click on Join the Gutsy Collective at the top of the page, and you can start your free 14-day trial. You don't need any codes or anything. Just put in your email, and we'll see you inside. Also, come say hi. I'd love to chat with you and hear about what you've taken away from the episode. I am at That Laura Aura on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. And as always, until I see you next time, stay gutsy.